Yes, here it is. It's time again for Checkoff Chats, brought to you courtesy of your beef checkoff dollars and our Wisconsin Beef Council at work, trying to make sure every dollar counts. And of course, don't forget about our partners, the Equity Cooperative Livestock Association, Wisconsin's largest livestock marketing cooperative. And I can't stress enough how important it is to keep in contact with those market managers when it comes to marketing your livestock of any type. Again, check them out online, equitycoop.com. And joining us today, happy to introduce you to the CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, and that is Greg Haynes. Some big developments that have happened, as is the occasion annually when the Cattlemen's Beef Board gets together with other checkoff-related entities, and that is the budget dissemination. Greg, before we get too deep in the dollars and where they're going, can you make sure that we're very clear about how checkoff dollars are disseminated? I have a feeling that sometimes producers get a little confused on where all their money gets really reinvested.
Right. Hey, thanks, Pam. I appreciate you having me on here today. No, and I agree. I think that is, I guess, misperceptions, or not everybody is really aware about how the whole process works on funding these programs that are supporting the beef industry through the beef checkoff. And really, this whole process starts much earlier in the year. You know, we have the contractors, various beef-related organizations that are putting together proposals and ideas for all these different programs during the course of the year. These are all pulled together then during the summer convention, and we have the checkoff committees then, which are actually manned by producers. So each of those usually has about 40 producers on those committees, and they get the first views of the different programs that are coming up. So the contractors are explaining their programs to the different committees, which are kind of based on program areas, you know, if it's research or promotion, things like that. And so they hear all this, and then they give feedback to those contractors to say, hey, this is what we like, this is what we think needs to be changed, or we'd rather you do some of this. And so they're getting all this feedback from that producer group. Those groups also kind of rank them, I guess, within that. And so they provide that feedback to the contractors as well. But all this feedback then goes to the operating committee. And so the operating committee is the committee that met just recently on the 9th and 10th of this month to, again, hear the proposals and get, you know, see what's out there, and then make those decisions on how they want to fund it. And so in between the summer meeting and now, the contractors have updated their proposals, which are called authorization requests, or ARs. So they've updated all those and taken that feedback from the producers. And now that producer operating committee, again, 20 people, 10 from the Cattlemen's Beef Board, 10 from the Federation of State Beef Councils, they look at that, they take the feedback, they question the contractors, they ask them, you know, pointed questions, and then there's a lot of debate as far as, you know, which program should be funded and how much, because every year, most every time, we have a lot more requests than we actually have funding available. So this year was close to about $9 million. Of a difference that we had. So the operating committee had to really come up with that and cut a lot of those programs to get to that budget that we have available.
Right. And we're hearing the same thing on the state scene. You know, COVID disruption made a difference in checkoff dollars available, and obviously the projects they're going to fund. So give me the master plan then, Greg. What do you see Cattlemen's Beef Board doing in 2021 and beyond with some of those checkoff dollars?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of good programs going on. I mean, it's like there's so much going on, it's hard to really go into all of them. But the checkoff has certain areas where it can work. So, you know, there's like research or industry information, producer communications, foreign markets, consumer information, promotion, all that. So the programs are all fall into those different categories. And so you have a lot going on. I mean, in the research area, it's looking at, you know, how to utilize antibiotics or ensure, you know, how that fits in with kind of the human health versus animal health, and ensuring that the integrity of those antibiotics and the safety of the animals is all there. You've got nutritional research talking about just, you know, how healthy and the different types of vitamins and nutrients go into it, and how that can help, you know, different segments of the population. We've got industry information, again, looking at how you work with veal and developing a veal quality assurance program similar to the beef quality assurance program. There's consumer research that's really trying to track, you know, things like how have consumers changed their purchasing habits, or, you know, what's really different now that we're facing all these COVID issues, and how then do we need the market to reach those consumers to keep that beef top of mind for them? And you've got, you know, international markets. There's been openings in Japan and Taiwan and different markets like that. So just being able to get out and do much more promotions and activities in the international arena. And then just, you know, how do we reach our producers and other opinion leaders and thought leaders out in the industry to make sure that they understand the benefits of beef from a nutritional aspect, you know, from a safety quality aspect, from an environmental aspect and a sustainability aspect. So there's just all these different things kind of going on and helping support and kind of link into each other.
You know, the Cattlemen's Beef Board had a really important mission when COVID-19 really started to hit the United States outside of the world. One area that you might want to update producers on, Greg, is how the beef industry and Cattlemen's Beef Board worked on making sure consumers knew exactly what was happening with the food chain, helping them understand where their food comes from, and maybe as importantly during COVID, how it got to them. I mean, that information piece in light of the pandemic became super important.
No, exactly. I mean, the whole supply chain was definitely disrupted, especially with food service, basically coming to a halt and then everything having to shift to retail. And this was, you know, globally, not just in the United States. So the checkoff programs that we were working with really did a lot to help work, A, with those different companies, to help them reassess and then to be able to move product back into retail. But then, as you said, just kind of getting that information out, making sure that consumers knew, that there is no kind of health concern or safety issues with COVID coming from meat or food products. And then, you know, they are now, a lot of the consumers are at home rather than going out. They're trapped there. They're looking for ideas. How do we prepare this? You know, giving them recipes on how to cook the different cuts and items that are out there. And part of that was, too, just because of that change and the tightness that happened in the supply chain, there weren't always the popular cuts maybe that they wanted to see at the stores. You know, we saw when meat shelves were sold out. So the cut varieties that were available in the market were a lot different then. So it was like, how do you educate those consumers that now when they find this cut, here's a great way how to prepare it. So there was a lot of this all tied in really into doing that. And then just the research we had too on kind of identifying, you know, how the consumer shopping habits have changed over the last few months with this whole pandemic, and how do we reach them still, or, you know, what can we do differently to make sure that we keep getting that in front of them. So all this has been really a part of what the checkoff has been doing within, you know, the last few months. Other key areas, too, are just working with these opinion leaders. You've got nutritionists and doctors and things like that that we're always trying to educate and show them, you know, here's how healthy and this is why you need beef and you need to be promoting this as part of the diet. And, a lot of the educational seminars and things that we would have been doing with all these different groups couldn't be done in person. So much of this education and these activities all had to be moved online or in different ways. But that all happened. All the programs did an excellent job of shifting over and continuing to really to make those strides with those target audiences. In a lot of cases, we actually got more people engaged because we had that bigger reach with the online platforms.
Yeah, very good point. And tickled to have along with us today, Greg Haynes. He's the CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Board on Checkoff Chats. Again, courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council, beeftips.com, and our friends at the Equity Cooperative, livestock markets all across the state, equitycoop.com. You know, looking ahead to 2021 then, Greg, how do you try to keep priority in place? Some think that we're going to be able to work our way through COVID or have better means to protect ourselves against COVID, get life back into a more normal pace. To a large extent, the audience that you work with doesn't notice COVID a lot because they're already isolated. How are you going to keep the wheels moving forward in 2021?
Right. And there, like you said, I think a lot of our, you know, the producers out there, the cattle ranchers and farmers, I mean, these are the ones who are out there, you know, working day in and day out, and they may be in areas where they're not as impacted by COVID with higher populations and things. So I think they're continuing. Obviously, there was issues with the kind of the bottleneck with the packing plants, which caused a lot of concern and angst, for producers and consumers, just having that bottleneck there where we couldn't get the cattle run through fast enough. I think that is really starting to loosen up and will be improved coming into the next year. And then just, again, working with the consumers who are looking for the product, whether, again, here or internationally, I think the contractors and all the programs have really shown a great deal of flexibility and being able to adapt to the situation. So I think that's going to be coming. Everybody's got these plans and the ideas of what we want to do, but I think everyone also knows that, you know, we're still kind of going through uncharted territory and aren't exactly sure how everything is going to shake out or when things will be fully opened or if things are going to close down again. So there's a great deal of, flexibility and adaptability in what we're doing, and I think that's important. So we've got a mission. We've got a goal. We know what we want to achieve and who we want to target it. How we get there may differ during the course of the year, but I think by the end of the year, we'll be there where we want with these programs.
Good news. Finally, good news. That is Greg Haynes, CEO of Cattlemen's Beef Board. Again, as he said, decisions have been made after a lot of vetting of projects, how budgets, your checkoff dollars will be spent. Like Greg said, a lot of the projects are not necessarily new, but boy, in light of COVID-19, just think how important they were to have in place to keep the confidence of that consumer, confidence of that retailer, and the communication chain with that processor. It is Checkoff Chats, brought to you courtesy of the Wisconsin Beef Council and your beef checkoff dollars, online at beeftips.com or through social media, Wisconsin Beef Council, and of course our partners at the Equity Cooperative Livestock Barns all across the state. Talk to those market managers if you've got questions about when or what you should be marketing. They're available online, equitycoop.com or in your community. Along with Greg Haynes, I'm Pam Yonke.